Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazines, visit them at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into our live show. That was just our commercial done by Sean Garvey and the Morning Crew out of Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you, Sean, for our great commercial. Just talking about what we have to offer and all that is about. Our showcase is a dream of mine, and it's called Live Your Dream, for others to actually come on and share their dreams, their passion with the world. So we're not only live on Facebook, we're actually live through our podcast. I just want to let everybody know, in case you miss it for whatever reason, immediately, probably give it about 3 to 5 minutes, our show will be up where someone else can hear it beyond what we're doing right now today. So thank you all again for tuning in. I do see the message board lighting up. Please feel free to ask any questions through there, and I will definitely get those answers for you from our team, and not only our team, but from our different viewers and our guests that are going to be on the show today. So as we go ahead and bring all on, we're going to have everyone introduce themselves. Hello, how everybody doing on today?
Hello.
Wonderful, wonderful. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, who do we have here?
November.
Heaven. Hi, November. Hi, hey. November. So we have Heaven on the phone also?
Yes.
And also, Lena? Do we have Lena on the phone?
Yes.
Wonderful. So I know that, we haven't done this in a while, and I know with all you beautiful young little ones just doing it big in Atlanta, we want to let the world know what it is and all about. So I know Lena was, she actually won the overall winner for the Slaying the Runway in Atlanta. So I'm going to let you all tell us some more about that as well. But before we get even further into it, I know the parents are on with them. It's just super exciting. Heaven and also November has been on our show before. I know Lena, this is her first time being on the show. So I just want to tell her mom and her parents and her followers and supporters, thank you. For all that you all do to help our model get even further exposure. Our company is wrapped around it as well, but even though with the help of everyone, it's like it takes a village to raise a child, it's the same concept that we have with our company. So who want to start? So Lena, are you ready to talk to me and tell me how old you are?
Yes.
Oh, love it, love it, love it. So tell everybody how old you are.
6 years
old. Oh, wow. So I chatted with your mom a little bit on I think the day before yesterday, and she said that you just started modeling just recently. Mm-hmm. How fun is it to walk the runway? Tell us about your experience doing the fashion show.
It's really fun. I like to pose.
Oh. Wonderful. So she's saying that. I'm sorry. What did you say?
And walk with the designers.
Yes. Yes. So I reason why I wanted you to go first, and I know that, your mom, and I know y'all have a busy day because y'all stay busy all the time. You're 6 years old. You love the pose. You love working with designers. And you just, a bundle of joy. So, Mom, I know you're there with us. What you have to say about all that is going on, being that that was her first time and actually winning the overall competition?
It was very exciting. We were completely shocked because we definitely have started out doing it because it's something that she enjoys and for just fun for her to get be able to be meet other kids and for me to meet the other parents because it's a lot of work in the industry, absolutely.
Yes.
But we definitely enjoyed working with the foundation and meeting Heaven in November and their parents. And, you know, it was just a blast for us. And we're just
okay.
very thankful.
Yes. And that's exciting. So I had a chance to actually chat with some of the ones that were there. I was traveling from another whole state. So I ran a little bit late there, but I got to see all the pretty much her winning and all that above. So I'm going to back up a little bit for all those that they don't know what's actually going on, is that there was a fashion show in Atlanta. So Model Heaven and November, you're welcome to chime in now and tell us, everybody, the viewers, your name and also how old you are.
Hi, my name is November Heaven.
Hi, my name is
Are y'all in the same location?
And I am 10 years old.
Yes.
Hi, my name is November Hill, and I'm 9 years old.
All right. Look at here. So 6, 9, and 10 doing big, big, big things. So I'm going to start with you, Heaven. This is actually something that you have, and also November, y'all came up with this to bring awareness. So tell us about that day. Could you tell us what actually happened that day? Or either you can start also how y'all did to prepare, because I know y'all had an open call.
Well, on November had thought of like.
Yes, we had an open call.
Are y'all in the same location? Or are y'all in different places?
Different places.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I thought because y'all made, because I know y'all hang out, y'all what they call it, besties. Yeah. So Heaven. Yeah. So Heaven, I know you had an open call for it. Did you all select the models, you and Heaven? I mean, November select the models for the show, or you had other people helping you all?
We selected them.
And how did y'all go about doing that? Did y'all go by the way they walk and how excited they were to be in a show?
They were very excited.
The walking personality.
Oh, okay. So y'all did it by personality and also the way they walk, because you all are known to be the Slayers of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, everybody who's tuning in, they are in my network. Actually, a model, actress Heaven, and November in my network, and they both put on a actually foundation, far as a part of a foundation to bring awareness for special needs. And what they did was they had an open call, and they select the models that they wanted to be in the showcase. Above that was a competition where I came in at to actually help judge to see who all will get different parts within a competition. So not only that, y'all being on the radio show, y'all also going to be in the magazine also.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, great. And Lena, also you, as you being the number one as far as the overall winner, you will get to have your spot in the magazine where others will be able to see you and showcase all your photos as well. So what we're going to do now, I know I love to tell, you know, everyone about different artists that I have in my network. I'm going to give a shout-out to some today that are actually, you know, just blowing up the area. We have Koss out of Clinton, North Carolina. We also have Miss Chizzy and Killer Koss. They're out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. We have Zaire Ariana out of Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, who's doing big things. We just believe in promoting a showcase and all that wants to be showcased and put out information out there. Every Thursday we will have with the lineup where we'll play different music and do a Facebook Live also to allow everyone to hear their music and also book them for different jobs and everything. So we have other artists also will actually share them with you all a little later. But I want to definitely say I'm proud of all that are within our network. They're working so hard to get where they at. It's such a blessing. I see people all the time constantly where Facebook Live is utilized. I want to say thank you to Facebook owners for Facebook to be a part of our world. I have people who are in my family who are, I would say, in their 70s, and they just joined Facebook within the last month. And I'm excited because we all stay connected. They're chiming in sometimes to see what we're up to and what we're doing. Then I have some who are a nephew who's 8 years younger than I am, who doesn't want any part of it because they don't know the ins and outs. So I tell them all the time, Facebook is cool and wonderful. It's all about how you utilize it for your best benefits. There are a lot of things that go on that is nonsense, but like we all know, and I stand for zero tolerance for anything that doesn't, you know, add up or that can offend someone, that is bullying someone. So I allow this, my area, to be definitely secure and manage. Anything that is put out there, we take it down immediately that doesn't add up, and we block the person immediately. We don't, zero tolerance. So I just want to say thank you again for Facebook for allowing this platform, and also with the followers that follow us on Facebook Live, I'll give a shout-out to Dwayne Webb. Thank you for joining in. I want to say Samuel Brock Flynn, thank you for tuning in as well. Thank you. And just to let you all know that this is something big, and we are proud to say that we are on it. So, Lena, I'm going to go back to you. Being 6 years old, did you share anything with your friends at school about your win?
No, she's out of school. We were out of school.
Oh, yeah, it's out of school. Right. So I know with that being said, that means that when you go back to school, I remember when we used to write book reports and tell about the summer. So that's something that you can share. I don't know if she's 6 years old and she's basically, what grade she's going into, like second grade now?
First.
She's going in first grade. Wow. Okay, wonderful. So what do you want to say to the listeners and viewers, Lena, about your experience? What do you want to share with all other little kids that want to be a model? You have anything you want to share with them?
It's fun. It's a lot of work. But they will enjoy it.
All right. So she said it's fun, it's a lot of work, but they will enjoy it because that is factual truth. It's fun, it's a lot of work, and you will enjoy it. I used to model for a local area here where I live at now, and I used to do it, Lena, in Model Heaven and also November. What I did was one of the models that went out first at all the shows that they had. I just enjoy it because of the music and just to get away from my everyday. So a lot of times when you do this, you get to do other things that are not in your lineup that you do every day. And it's just a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun. So November and Heaven, what do you want to share about the foundation, about the awareness that you brought about special need kids?
I want to share that I wanted to make this because I just don't like seeing less unfortunate families in need of food, clothing, and more. And
right.
Just when I wanted to make the foundation, I want to help others of the community.
Awesome. And I know you have something else that's coming up now, which is going to be on the Mom, Tanika, are you there?
Yeah.
I know you are. Yeah, what day is the, the next show is the 23rd?
Yes, it's the July 23rd.
There's another fashion show that is going to be centered around back to school, helping kids with back to school. So what are some of the things that you all doing for that?
I have 30 kids in need, and I will be giving out backpacks and school supplies. Well, I will be my 5 ambassadors will be also helping me.
Wow.
Giving out the school supplies and backpacks.
Awesome, awesome. So everybody, understand what's happening here.
I will be doing Color Me Pink for Cancer Awareness.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love it. Now, these are the raises, everyone. It's 10 years old, 9 years old, 6 years old who making a difference. And I know that we are put on earth to do things. We have our own purpose. And I just want to say thank you, young little ones, for just doing all that you all are doing, because you all could be doing anything other than this. But I'm just in awe, and I just want to say thank you all from the bottom of my heart. Wonderful, wonderful. So November, will you be modeling in this fashion show as well?
I am her ambassador.
Oh, you're an ambassador? Okay, awesome, ambassador. All right, so now the next show y'all going to have, y'all going to let me walk in that show?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Now, I don't want to try out of nothing. I just want y'all to give me the opportunity to show up and just walk. That'll be cool?
Yes, that's
okay. Oh, my God. No, I will be fair. I'll do everything that I'm supposed to. I will be fair, but I will definitely be fair. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. And I'm excited about that also. We're looking for that to highlight our magazine also, what you all are doing for that. Then I know you have something else coming up for Christmas, which you work with families to help raise, fire funds to feed them and also give different gifts. So your foundation. So give us the name of your foundation again, Heaven, and also then November you can tell us about your foundation as well.
Heaven at One Help All Foundation Incorporated, where families in need of food, clothing, and more.
I have a new generation youth of human trafficking.
Okay. And that's November. So you have, what is the name of your foundation again?
The New Generation Youth of Human Trafficking.
Awesome, awesome. New generation. And I know with human trafficking is a big deal. A lot of movies are on Lifetime that share information. So remember, this is a 9-year-old who has an awareness foundation surrounding human trafficking. Then you have Heaven, who is helping those in need from Christmas, for our school supplies, for our bringing awareness about different type of disease. Okay, so I'm just excited about that as well. So Lena, are you still there with us?
Yes.
Wonderful. So I know your mom is so proud of you, and I know that you, at 6 years old, what are your favorite things you like to do outside of modeling?
Model walk and pose. Yeah, I like to play with my doll.
You like to play ball? What type of ball?
Dolls.
I didn't quite hear you. I'm sorry. Mom, what?
She said she likes to play with her doll.
Oh, her doll. Oh, yes, yes. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I thought she said ball, because I know a lot of times with soccer and stuff like that, they a lot of sports, different things. Awesome, awesome. Wow. I remember those days. I remember them. I always tease my family and say I had so many of them, but I believe they threw them in the trash can or gave them away behind my back because I used to leave them on the floor. So you don't do that, do you?
Do you leave yours on the floor?
Most of the time.
You put yours back up in the right places.
Not all the time.
Well, I used to actually ask. I remember asking my, and whenever I would see a commercial, I would say, "Oh, I want that! I want that! I want that!" And always would be, well, not right now. You'll get it one day. And that's where I guess I got where I'm at. I believe that all things will come the way it's supposed to. So great, 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 great. So now, Lena, do you have any sisters and brothers?
No.
You're the only child. Wow. You have cousins and friends, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mom, I know you had to kind of stick her on that. So is this something that she Do you would like to have brothers and sisters?
Oh, absolutely not. No, Lena is, she is perfectly fine with being the only child.
The way she said it, she's like, no.
Right. You can get a very quick response on that question. Very quick, I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that. Awesome. So I know what happened. She has a brother. And November, I know you have a sister. Do you have a brother also?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And how old is he? Because I don't believe I ever had a chance to meet him.
Say it again.
Oh, he's 7? All right. Well, what we're going to do at this present time right now is give some shout-outs to what I see, all the ones that are following us online also. So I see Majo. I see Dwayne still with us. I see Sam Brock and Miriam Trevette. I thank you for tuning in, and that's as far as I can go up before I mess up something here. I am, like you would say, flying solo today. I have so many different things going on, so many different people are doing so many different things as well, and I'm just grateful. I'm going to talk a little bit about our magazine that you see out there. We just went full-fledged for charging our magazine entry, which is like $1.99 to view any magazines that goes out. If you're in the magazine, we will give you a coupon, or if you're featured basically in the magazine, we'll give you a coupon to actually view it. Without charging you to view it. But if it's print mode, it goes into that print mode. It will cost accordingly. So we're still working things out. That's one of the biggest areas that I'm trying to definitely get into the zone to get our magazines out there even further because we want to definitely be in the number amounts of all others. I do know it takes time and place where it's a time and a definite effort to get it out there. So all that, want to share any insight with me to help me out even further, I'm allowing you to definitely give me any insights because what we want to do is put it in a format where it's affordable for all. I explained to someone earlier today about comparing Oprah Winfrey, how she operates and what she does, and I'm just giving some numbers there, and I don't want to go over the little one's head, but basically it's like this. She has a large support of our subscribers, and she has ad spaces that is phenomenal, that is basically on every other page, maybe on all pages. And where I want to go with mine is not to say to try to break anybody's pocket. If that's what God wants for me, definitely I will accept, but just to know that it takes money to make money in all aspects. And for all that I have going on, I know a lot of people see because they come at me every day with collaborating with me about different things, that I want to be there for everybody, but unfortunately some things I just have to turn down, either say I'll pray about it and let God lead me. So for the magazines, I just ask you all to support us. I'm getting it out there, sharing it with all, making it where it's bringing awareness to it. We did have some technical difficulties with it where anyone who has subscribed to it, they did not get the notification when it came out. So our tech team with JuMag is already on it. They securing that area, which I do see some people are getting it. So just be patient and understanding, knowing that this is a work in progress in that aspect, and we're doing this for the good for all, not just for me and my family, but for everyone, because everybody wins. I'm about everybody winning. I'm not about one-sided. I don't look to be one-sided. I want everybody to be able to work within and get within and also appreciate it along with me as well and benefit from it as well. So we'll have some other things coming out about our going forward with having many fashion shows within local areas. We'll have some more things coming out about our, as you see this morning, we're going to do some segments allowing people to bid on their different items. And I showcased some this morning as far as bracelets, rings, as far as even human hair, which we do know a lot of women, we wear, that's a big market out there, and I can get it from different buyers for a great price. We'll bid on some of them. We'll sell some of them for purses, shoes, designer handbags, and just so forth. So I'm just a lot of things happening with IPH that is going to send us out. But everything that I'm talking about, I've been there, done that. We're just bringing it back to the forefront in a different whole lineup. These are my many passions. And while I'm on that subject, talking about Seriously Looking for Love, which is Singles Looking for Love, that's also coming up as far as the network for singles where we will have mixers and do all that above. So a lot of stuff coming up. And, again, these are all my many passions. So that's my commercial segment for what I have to share with you all about what's happening with IPH. So, again, thank you all for tuning in. So, mothers, I'm going to go to you. I know we're running close to our time is up before we close out. So, with Tanika, anything you want to share with the listeners and viewers about being a mom in the industry, and you have a child that is so out there and wants to put things out there to make the world a better place?
Well, I would say that just continue to work hard with your own child and keep focused.
And keep. So you said work hard with your child. And say the last part again.
Work hard and keep focused.
Exactly. Work hard and keep focused. And I know she has a lot going on because some kids just have one thing that they like. Tanika, how do you keep things balanced with her?
I guess keep a schedule and keep going. Keep her in her training and just keep her up to par.
Right. And I see it and I know it. It takes a lot. Awesome.
Yes.
So we have also Kayvon is on with us, which is November's mom. What do you have to say about that, too, working within the industry?
Can you repeat that?
Yes. When it comes down to your child, she's doing a whole lot from actually being ambassador of a hairline. She's modeling on different fashion shows. It's every week something is going on in Atlanta. Share with the listeners and viewers as a parent, what do you want to share with another parent that can help them within the industry?
Well, for me, on the balance part of it, actually November keeps me balanced and keeps me focused. I would say the respect and the attitude is most definitely needed for this industry.
Right.
Like Ms. Tanika says, most definitely stay focused. And me and November's, well, November and I, let me put her first. November and I's thing right now for children of the new generation is not allowing them to believe that they have to be a product of their environment.
Right.
When they think that they're supposed to be, when they see things that they're, when they're in their neighborhoods, whether it be in a, what they call a hood or in a prestigious neighborhood, there are things that can be seen there, and they don't have to milk that. They have to realize that even though their children are maybe six, like the winner of Atlanta Kids Atlanta Runway, who also has
right.
the key to the runway, hey, they don't have to. They can go ahead and express themselves. And allow a parent to allow them to be able to express themselves. And that's how you come up with what Tanika, Lena's mom, and I have is entrepreneurs. And they step
right.
forth to see those things through. It's just a matter of adults opening up their minds to the fact that we once were children, too. And let physically touch their vision, because those are some of the things that we wanted to do as adults. But we couldn't because
wow.
we were on a strict growing up
yes.
plan, especially those growing up with grandmothers. It was go to school, shut up, and get a job, and graduate from college. That's what it was all about.
Wow.
So just
well,
allowing their kids to express themselves is what I would say.
Well, you had it also brought it home as well about being focused and all that. But one of the things that you touch is that a lot of what we have been given, and I tell everybody all the above, I haven't had a chance to get Tanika's story in reference to if this is something that she wanted to do, and we can ask also. But even when it came to dancing and singing and acting, I wanted to do all of the above. Dancing was more that came natural for me. But my daughter, she took it to another whole level than what I took it to. So was it that you wanted to model also, Kayvon, or did you do that?
I did model when I was coming up. I think, and then I left it alone, of course, but right now with me, it's not that I'm living my dream through my daughter, and parents have to realize that, and that's where a lot of parents
right.
mess up at, because it was something that they truly wanted to do. So what I've done with November is she actually came to me and she wanted to do this, and I'm chasing her dream for her. I'm not
right,
living my dream,
right.
my dream through her. It's a big difference.
Outstanding.
November coming.
And just to add to that, I truly believe the way how God works is He gives us to us as parents a certain level, and then it goes to another level with the
yes.
kids that we have. So who's to say what it's going to go with their kids? Because
exactly.
It's in us. And
yes.
I call it an illusion for all that God gets the glory in everything. And I just see that it's our purpose to get out to the world. And every segment of anything I do, I always bring God in the midst of it, because this is the way it works. I mean, God will get the
yes,
glory
ma'am.
In all things. Hey, oh.
Well, I think I'm
going to
let November.
Shouting in here.
I'm not going to let you start talking. I know, right? I got to let November say what she got to say, or she's going to get me, because, you know, I'm just a momager. I'm just a momager, but I do want to let you know about her show. She does have a hair show coming up. It was scheduled for July the 17th. We have postponed that to a later date because she has more vendors that's coming in and more people that want to incorporate with that. It would be the New Generation Hair Fashion Show, in which Lena and Heaven Hightower, November's BFF, will be ambassadors for that. Anything that November has going on, Atlanta Kids Slay the Runway winner will be the ambassador, will be there
awesome.
And be in representation of that. She
that
also has,
so cool.
Like she said, the Color Me Pink Cancer Benefit coming up, and that will be directed towards throat cancer patients. That will she'll be teaming up with either Emory and or Grady. We're waiting on that confirmation now, where proceeds to that will go to that predominantly. November will not make any proceeds off of that. All goes into that cancer foundation for that hospital to help cancer victims. And then she wants to let you know, and I'll let her say that, about what she's doing with Miss Tina Bridges coming up here soon. And that will be exactly November.
What I'm doing with Tina Bridges, I'm going to be feeding the homeless downtown every Saturday, and I have a new artist. His name is Trick Albert in Indianapolis. He's a rapper, and he grew up with my mom. And he will be helping me with benefits.
Wow. Now, that's awesome. That's awesome. 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 Thank you for sharing that. And I look forward to hearing some more information about that. As you all know, with anything that is going on, we like to capture it and put it in our magazine so the whole world can actually see it even on another scale as well. So we're going to move on to actually Tressie. Tressie, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
Yes.
Okay, so what would you like to share about being a mom? Because I know this is all new to you. It's less than 8 months, isn't it?
We've only been doing this for 6 months.
Six months,
there's a lot going on. But for me, for us, it's a little kind of tricky because I do work full time. So, things that she would be interested in. Yes.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm just want to make this announcement. I believe I was going to ask if you're not speaking, if you could put your phone on mute, but I think we're okay now. And I do apologize for interrupting you. And you were saying what again?
Now, I was just saying for us, it's a little, you know, it's kind of tricky sometimes because I work full time, her dad works full time, so there's things that she may be interested in that we can't do, or someone may be interested in her. But we still,
right.
you know, make the decisions for anything that we can do and that she's able to make sure that she's a part of. And especially,
exactly.
you know, with Heaven's Foundation and November's Foundation, we want to give back to our community also. So whatever we
awesome.
Can do to do that, that's definitely, you know, top of our list.
Awesome.
So, but
well, I'm excited. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm excited about all that I see that is going on. I just see even bigger things. I saw a picture of Heaven and it was like probably about a year ago. And just to see, no, I'm probably, it wasn't even a year ago, less than 6 months. And I've seen where she has actually got a little older with that. So I'm like, wow, they're growing up really, really fast. Not only that, it's just so much that they have to offer to the world that I truly believe that God has given them. So what we're going to do at this point in time, we're going to let everyone tell how someone can reach you on the web or however you would like them, through email or through a phone number. So we're going to start with you, Lena. You can, Lena, you want to share, or either mom, you can share how can someone reach her for booking and all that great stuff.
Okay. She is actually on Instagram, is miss.lena.danielle. And also she has a Facebook page that is Lena D. Ford.
Awesome. And Kayvon, how can someone reach November? November, I know you're still there. You want to share how someone can reach you and book you for any bookings?
I can reach you. For bookings, you can reach her at Lady Cino, that's LadyCino, at gmail.com. You can also reach November at November Hill Facebook and her fan page, Princess November, and Instagram. I said it right instead of Instagma. Instagram, reach her on her model page as Model November 1. And as far as her jewelry and stuff is concerned and all of those different things, you can reach her through all those three things. You can also reach her at area code 317-801-8895. If I have not gotten back with you or November hasn't gotten back with you via email, she will most definitely call you back.
Great. All right, Tanika, I want to also give a shout-out about your business. Is it called Soap and Water Cleaning Service?
Yes.
So tell the listeners and viewers about that as well, and then give how they can reach you for that, and also Model Heaven can share her information on how someone can reach her.
Soap and Water has I've been in business for 7 years now, and I clean homes, residential homes, apartments, inside cars, you name it.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
My website is www.soapandwatercleaning.com. And I'm on Facebook, soapandwatercleaning.com, fan page, and Facebook page.
Awesome. All right. So, Model Heaven, how can someone reach you on Facebook and also Instagram, and what other areas you would like
on
to reach?
On Twitter and Facebook, it is Model Heaven 1, and on Instagram, it's Model Actress Heaven Hightower. And Facebook is Model Heaven Actress, and Twitter and Instagram is Model Heaven 1, and my email is modelheaven1@gmail.com.
Awesome. And again, just want to put it out there that her foundation is called Heaven Help One, Help All. And November Foundation is go ahead.
And Heaven Help One, Help All is on Facebook also.
Okay, wonderful. And then and also November Foundation is New Generation, and that's actually bringing awareness to human trafficking. So on today, everyone, thank you all for tuning into our show. I appreciate each of you. I see our listeners and also our viewers through our message boards. A lot of times they don't want to say anything. They just give me thumbs up. They're happy to see different statements that when we mention certain things during out the radio showcase. We have another caller that actually in. A lot of times they call in just to sometimes just want to say hi, and sometimes they call in because they just want to listen. So I'm sorry we don't have time to bring you on right now because our segment time is up, but thank you for tuning in as well. Everyone, God is great. I love everyone. And before we close out, I want us to do by the count of three, live your dream. Y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
Yeah. On the three, I want everybody to say live your dream. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Okay, y'all ready? Okay, one, two, three. Live your dream. It only really works when we're in the same room. Okay, everyone. Y'all have a great day. God bless. And until next time, see y'all later. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.